Hey, good afternoon, evening, whatever it is, everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Test. We are holding on the very top of Daf Test Amaral at the Mishnah. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, Anonymous Wife and Children. Also sponsored by Chani and J.J. Hornblass to commemorate the third yard site of J.J.'s father, Jerome Hornblass, Yaakov ben Moshe, Zichron Levracha, which is yard site is on the 8th of Av, and also by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer in honor of completing Maseches Yoma and commencing Maseches Sukkah, and also sponsored the Zichus Rav Shlema for Bela Bas Rezel, we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding, as we mentioned, on the very top of Daf Tesam Ralph, and the Mishnah is going to have a machlokas. The Mishnah is going to have a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about a sukkah yeshana, and also about if sukkah is not made l'shem chag. Then the Gemara is going to have two possible sources for the shita of Beis Shammai that you need to make a sukkah l'shem chag, meaning whoever said that there's such a halacha, that there's such a din, that you need to make a sukkah l'shem chag. Where would Beis Shammai get such an idea? So we're going to have two possible sources for that, and then the Gemara is going to talk about why Beis Hillel says you need tzitzis to be made l'shma, yet Beis Hillel does not require a sukkah to be made l'shma. Why would we distinguish between tzitzis on the one hand and sukkah on the other hand? And then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to talk about sukkah that's under a tree and a double-deckered sukkah, one on top of the other. The Gemara is going to discuss if the tree over your sukkah doesn't provide much shade. It depends if you mix the branches with the schach to be mevatel them or not. That's going to, the kashrus of the sukkah is going to depend on that single factor. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to give a source for the psul of a sukkah, al gabe sukkah, and we're going to have four different cases that affect hechsher or psul of the two sukkahs. So we're going to have four different cases, one where both sukkahs are kosher, both the bottom and the top one where they're both pasul, one where one is kosher, the other one's pasul, the other one where the one is pasul and the other is kosher. We're going to have all four of those different cases. We may not get to all four of them today because that goes well into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin Tesam et Aleph at the Mishnah on the top. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah Yishan, if you have an old sukkah, Beis Shammai Pelsim Bezul Makshir, what is an old sukkah? It means it was made more than 30 days before Yantif, and you did not say at the time that you were making it that you were doing so l'shem chag, that you're doing it l'shem the mitzvah of sukkah. So you have a hut, stam, that would be a kosher sukkah in terms of its physical makeup, in terms of the way it's set up, but it was made way in advance of sukkahs and not l'shem sukkahs. So Beis Shammai says that it's possible, Beis Hillel holds that it's kosher. Basically, sukkah yishana kol shasa kodem l'chag, shloshim yom, a sukkah yishana means that it's more than 30 days before Yantif. Aval imasal l'shem chag afilu mitchilas hashana k'sheira. But if you made it l'shem chag, then it's kosher, even if you made it way back at the beginning of the year. The Taz writes in Siman Tavar Shlamed Vav, Sivkatan Aleph, that a din of a sukkah yishana is only as far as the schach is concerned. By the walls could be up all year round, meaning that's not a problem. A lot of times people, not a lot of times, but some people have like a dining room with a roof that comes off and they could just lay schach out over it. Or let's say merpeset, let's say that's walled in on three sides and only open on one side. My uncle in Eretz Yisrael has like this, where it said the three walls are there the whole year and all he's got to do is roll out some schach on top of the merpeset. So there's no problem of walls being that way. But the Sfas Emes writes that it's Tali in the Machlokes Rambam and Rash as far as Atzei Sukkah, that according to the Rambam, the Atzei Adafonos are also Asur in terms of having Kedusha Sukkah. So Hu Adin, the Din of Sukkah Yeshana, would apply to the Defonos, as opposed to the Sheet of the Rash, that the Isser of Atzei Sukkah is only by the Schach, so then it would turn out the Din of Sukkah Yeshana is also only by the Schach. But I think Pashas, as we assume like the Taz, that it doesn't apply at all, that this problem of Sukkah Yeshana would not apply at all to the walls anyway. We possibly not like Beshama anyway. So the Gemara defined Sukkah, the Mishnah rather defined Sukkah Yeshana as anything that's made more than 30 days before the Chag. So here's the Machlokas Rishonim. What exactly is the case of the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Rashi writes that the Machlokas is only if the Sukkah was made more than 30 days before Chag, Shalo L'Shem Chag. That if you have Tarti L'Reyasa, both things working against you, it's old and it was not made L'Shem Chag. then Beis Shammai passels and Beis Hillel says it's kosher. So the Mishnah reads, Ezu Yisuki Yishana, what's the case that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree? Kol Shasar Shalshim Yom Levnei Chag, that's where Beis Shammai is going to passel, Beis Hillel holds it's going to be okay. But within Shalshim Yom, everyone would agree that it's okay because of Shalim V'darshim Milchus HaChag, Shalshim Yom Kodem HaChag, so you're in range of the Chag, and we assume that Stam is L'Shem Chag, Aval Masal L'Shem Chag, if you look at Shana K'shera. But even Beis Shammai would agree that if you made it somewhere early on, that, but you did it L'Shem Chag, that that's going to be kosher. That is one Mahalich in Rishonim. There is a Chuvas HaRadvaz that suggests a second Mahalich, that if you make it more than 30 days before the Chag, Shalom L'Shem Chag, everyone's going to say it's possible. Even Beis Hillel is going to say it's possible. The whole Machlokas, if you make it within 30 days of the Chag, that Beis Shammai is going to say that it's possible because we assume it's Lav L'Shma if you made it Stam, and Beis Hillel is going to say that it's Kasher because Shalom V'Darshan tells you that within 30 days it probably was L'Shma. That's a second Mahalich. A third Mahalich that's also quoted by that same Chuvas HaRadvaz, Chelek Vav Simen Beis Alafim Nun Zayin, 2057, he suggests that the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is only if you made it on the 30th day before the Chag. But if you make it within 30 days of the Chag, both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are moda that even Stam is kosher. And if you made it more than 30 days before the Chag, both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree that if you made it Stam, it's pasul. So what the Mishnah means to say is, Ve'ezuhi Sukkah Yeshana, where there's a Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Kol Shasa Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, precisely, not more, not less, exactly 30 days called the Chag, but more than 30 days before the Chag, everyone's going to agree that it's possible, but if you make it Lishma, then it's going to be kosher. That's how the Mishnah concludes. So now says the Gemara, my time to Beis Shammai, what is the basis of Beis Shammai who says that you need to make the Sukkah L'Shem Chag? So the Gemara is going to have two possibilities. Possibility number one, Amar Kra, the Torah tells us, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim L'Hashem. So we darshan sukkah asui l'shem chag be'inan, that has to be made l'shem l'chag. That's why it's chag hasukos l'Hashem, that l'Hashem l'shem mitzvah Hashem. That's what Rashi writes, l'shem mitzvah samelech, that you're doing it l'Hashem. You have to be doing it for the sake of the mitzvah of sukkah. Ubeis Hillel, Beis Hillel respond, I know that pasuk, but umi b'ilich Rav Sheshes. That pasuk is already used to teach me a different din, to teach me the din of Rav Sheshes. Dam Rav Sheshes mishum Rav Kiva minayin la'atzei sukkah sha'asur Kol Shiva. How do I know that the Atzei Sukkah are Asr for the entirety of Yom Tov, for the entire 7 days of Yom Tov? Tamalomer Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaHashem. V'tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira elaborates, K'shem Shachal Shem Shamayim Al Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkah. That just like you have a certain Kedusha to a Karmel Chagiga, and therefore becomes Asr, so too Chal Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkah. Sukkah also has it's as if it's Hegdish in a certain sense. Shnemer Chag So just like Chag is L'Hashem, so too Sukkah is L'Hashem, and therefore Aser. So says my boy, Beis Shammai has to have that din also. Meaning, where does Beis Shammai learn the din of the Isra of the Atzei Sukkah if he uses this pasuk to tell me that a Sukkah needs to be made L'Shma? And that's what's going to lead the Gemara to the second possibility of Beis Shammai. Meaning, Ein Hachinami. Beis Shammai needs this pasuk for exactly what Beis Hillel needs this pasuk, for the Isra of Atzei Sukkah. And therefore, we're back to square one. Where does Beis Shammai learn that you need to make a sukkah l'shma? Now, with the idea that Atzei Sukkah are Asr Kol Shiva, the Rishonim raised the question, Tosfos raises the question, the Rush raises the question, they all raise the question that over here it's mashma that it's Nisr Daraisa, that the Atzei Sukkah are Asr Kol Shiva on a Daraisa level. But in Shabbos Taf Mem Hei Amad Aleph, the Gemara indicates that it's only Midrabanan. So that's why Tosfos and Dibra Maslaminayin suggest that when it says now sugya it's nisud daraisa, that means while the sukkah is still around. But when the sukkah falls, then the mitzvah becomes batal and it's only asr midrabanan, meaning the materials that made up the sukkah at that point would only be asr midrabanan. Another suggested approach, there are four or five different approaches in Rishonim, another suggested approach, but that's Tosos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, is that the eitzim that are needed for the heksher sukkah do have kedusha on a daraisa level. I mean, let's say you build a four-wall sukkah. You don't need four walls. Two walls and a mashu is enough. So the original two walls and a mashu, that has kedusha midaraisa. Whatever's extra, that's only going to be kedusha midrabanan. That's a very challenging thing to figure out. Which are the first two walls plus a mashu? Meaning, you put all four walls. You know, the you don't identify which are the you know, which are the originals and which are the additional ones. A third possible approach is suggested by the Ran and the Ra'ah, that throughout Shivas Yimei HaChag, the Atzei HaSukkah are Asur Midaoraisa. On the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, where the Zman Mitzvah is already over, then it's only Asur Midrabanan Midin Muktzah. And a fourth possible approach to, again, this Stira, where our Gemara sounds like it's a Din Daoraisa, that the Atzei HaSukkah are Asur, and the Gemara in Shabbos of Memhei sounds like it's only a Din Midrabanan. So a fourth possible approach suggested by the Meiri is that the Issur Daoraisa is only by a Sukkah Shel Chag that has Kedusha Samitzvah. When Shabbos is talking about an Issur Drabanan, it's talking about on Yom Tov, where the Issur is only because of Muktza Midrabanan, but it's not talking about the actual Sukkah that's needed for the Yom Tov of Sukkah. It's just talking about if you happen to have a gazebo and you want to use the wood or the materials of it on Yom Tov itself. And then a final suggestion is how the Taz and Tav Reish Lamed Ches understands the Rambam, that when it says in our Sukkah that it's Nisa Daraisa, it's talking about the Schach. In Shabbos, when it says in Issur Drabanan, it's talking about the Tefanos, that there's a difference between the Schach and the Tefanos. The Schach is Kedusha Midaraisa, the Tefanos are only going to be Asur Midrabanan. But anyway, back in the, actually before we get back in the Gemara, we had mentioned this idea that Kshem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Al Asukkah. There's a tshuva in the Chavis Yarin, Simon Reishay, where he was asked by a Talmud Chacham, who happened to have been a very talented musician, he knew how to play many instruments, whether he's allowed to play in the band at weddings in order to be Sameach Hasan Kala, or maybe it's considered bizayin of his Kavanah Torah that he's going to be playing electric guitar. I mean, Chavziar wasn't dealing with electric guitar, but whatever, that he's going to be playing whatever instrument at the wedding, that it's beneath his station as a Talmud Chacham. So Chavziar writes that it's Machlokas Rambam in the Rush. What? How's that Machlokas Rambam in the Rush? The Rambam Zeil Vaved the Perigral Veloch Yedzayin says that, you know, the Gemara tells us in Bab Metzia that Lezakim Shein Lufi Kvodo, it's part from Hashavas Aveda. He doesn't have to do Hashavas Aveda if it's beneath his dignity to return that lost item. Right? You have a Rosh Yeshiva who's a Chashva person, and the item that's lost is whatever, it's a pair of underwear or something. So he's going to go and pick that up and walk around with that. It's certainly Ein Lefi Kvodo. So he's part from the mitzvah, and also the mitzvah Prika and Tiina, you know, things like that that are more manual labor. Nevertheless, if he wants to be Machmir al Atzmo, says the Rambam, good. Let it Arishos Biado. He's allowed to. Let him be Machmir on himself. However, the Rosh in Bab Metzia in the second parak in Simcha Aleph disagrees, and he says that the Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be mevazi himself in that way. He's not allowed to be machmir on himself to do Hashavas Aveda with that which is beneath his dignity. So says the Chavis Yair, this shaila about the Talmud Chacham was the musician, and whether he could play at the wedding is tali on this issue. That according to the Rambam, yeah, you're allowed to volunteer even if it's beneath your dignity because you're doing a mitzvah. Whereas according to the Rosh, it would be aser. But the Rosh would be moda when it comes to a davar shebekdusha that it's mutter for Talmud Chacham to be mevaz himself, even though for Dvar Mitzvah it's going to be Asir. Just like we find by David HaMelech that he was mevaz himself when he was mevaz his mekarkel in front of the Aron, because that's Kedusha, that's not just Mitzvah. There's a difference between Tashmisha Mitzvah and Tashmisha Kedusha. So when it comes to a matter of Kedusha, then everyone would agree, even the Rush would agree, that you're allowed to do something that's beneath your dignity. So says the Chavis Yair, that's why you find very often Tamilicham and Gedolei Adar that work themselves on building the sukkah. What do they need to be building a sukkah for? Let someone else do it. It's beneath their dignity to be putting up structures, to be engaged in contractor work, that kind of thing. These are chashuv tamid chacham rosh yeshiva or whatever. But kedusha, kshem shchal shem shemayim al chagiga, kachal shem shemayim al sukkah. Sukkah is assumed to have kedusha. When something has kedusha, it's not just tashmisha mitzvah. Then even tamid chacham are allowed to do it. The poskim also say that it could be more than that. That building the sukkah is a mitzvah on some level, and therefore whenever it comes to a mitzvah bo yosef mibishlucha, always better. The Gemara Kiddushin Memalef Hamalef, first off in the second part of Kiddushin, tells us that it's always better to do a mitzvah yourself rather than have a shliach do the mitzvah. That's the point that the Netziv makes in his Hamik She'ela on the She'iltos in Kuf Samech Tes, that the She'iltos writes that every Jew is chayiv to make sukkos and to live in them. So the Netziv says, make sukkos, where is there a mitzvah to make a sukkah? He says, Elamai, there is. is, even though it's only a Hechsher Mitzvah, the Torah tells us that Hechsher Mitzvah, and Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuv B'Kra, has the status of a Mitzvah. So when something has the status of a Mitzvah, that for sure you would have to do. And that's why you can understand, the Rama writes in Archaim Tofresh Chavdal Tzifei, I think it's the only place in Shulchan Aruch where there are two consecutive Ramas that say the same exact thing, one Sif to the next. One is the very last halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the other is the very first halacha in Hilchos Sukkah. And that halacha is that when you finish Yom Kippur, first thing you should do is be osek in building the sukkah right away. Kidei latzeis mi mitzvah el mitzvah. He gives two different reasons in the two different places, but one of them is kidei latzeis mi mitzvah el mitzvah. What do you mean el mitzvah? You're not doing a mitzvah, you're just building the sukkah. Elamai, you see that there's some element of mitzvah even in building the sukkah. And that's something that may relate to the fact that it's chal shem shamayim al sukkah. Okay, so back in the Gemara now. So now the Gemara says, Alamai Tavai de Beishamai. Right, so we said, Eirachinami, Beishamai needs that pasuk of Chag HaSukkah Shavis Yom LaShem to teach me that there's Kedusha to the Sukkah, so it's not available to teach me the din of Lishma. So where does Beishamai learn that you have to build the Sukkah Lishma? So, Alamai Tavai de Beishamai, Ksiv Kra Achrina. There is another pasuk, that tells us Chag HaSukkah Stasilcha Shavis Yom LaShem. And Sukkah Asuya L'Shem Chag Ba'ina. That the sukkah needs to be made l'shem the chag. Ubeis Hillel, and Beis Hillel respond, Homi bai leilos and sukkah b'chala shel moed. That we need that pasuk to tell me that you make a sukkah on chala moed. That you're allowed to make a sukkah on chala moed. Meaning if you didn't have a sukkah yet, you could put one up on chala moed. Ubeis Shammai, Svir luk Rabbi Eliezer, Damarei leilos and sukkah b'chala shel moed. Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Eliezer, which is not surprising to us. Rabbi Eliezer, Shamutayu, he's from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai assumes like Rabbi Eliezer that you're not allowed to make a sukkah on chala shel moed, because we're going to see that Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that chayav adam lechol yud dalet su'udos basukkah. A person has to have 14 meals in the same sukkah throughout the entire yantar. 7 days of sukkahs, 2 meals a day. You're chayav to have those 2 meals, and they need to be in the same sukkah. So Beishamai assumes like Rabbi Eliezer, of all your meals have to be in the same sukkah, and it's got to be the same sukkah for all 7 days. So you can't make a sukkah on chol hamoed. So that's why Beishamai does not. That's why Beis Hamikdash does not use this pasuk to teach me that you're allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Ubeis Hillel less lehu to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Now, says the Gemara, it happens to be that Beis Hillel seems to be against Rav Yehuda Amar Rav in a different area of halacha entirely. We're now transitioning to Hilchos Tzitzis, because Beis Hillel said that the sukkah doesn't need to be lishma. What can that teach us about tzitzis? So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, asa umin hakotzin, umin hanimin, umin hagardin, psula. If a person makes the tzitzis strings out of kotzin, strands that have been snapped while you were weaving the beged, and they remain hanging from the beged, so they stick out like thorns, umina nimin, and strands of the stitching of the edge of the beged that remains after the sewing of the edge is done, umina gradin, the strands of the threads of the beged that remain on the edge of the beged after you weave the beged. In all those cases, psula. Those are possible to use for tzitzis. But minasis and ksheira, if they're made from balls of string, so then it's going to be kosher, even though you didn't do a tviya lishma, you didn't spin that string l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, nevertheless, such string is going to be kosher. So says the Gemara, ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel amar li, when I said this in front of Shmuel, he said back to me, af minasisin nami psula, that even minasisin it's also going to be possible. What does it mean, ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel? Rabbi Yehuda was the Talmud of Rav, and then when Rav died, he went to learn by Shmuel. So that's why this started with Dom Rav Yidomer Rav. He taught this halacha, and then after Rav died, he went to Shmuel, and he told over the halacha that he heard from Rav in front of Shmuel, so Shmuel had a chance to respond to all of Rav's teachings through the vehicle of Rav Yehuda. So Amali, af minasisa nami psula. So Shmuel said that if you make it from string that has not been spun, lishma, then it's going to be puzzle. Debina, to be lishma, you require it to be lishma. So now that we know that about Hilchos Sukkah, so according to Shmuel, hachinami nibay sukkah suy lishma. So everyone, we should require sukkah lishma, the way some of the Rishonim say it's not only according to Shmuel, even according to Rav. I mean, Rav agreed that the actual tying the tzitzis onto the beged has to be lishma. Lishma. That's why he passed all those strands that just happened to be on the Beged already. He only said that it's kosher if you have strings that were not spun Lishma that you're now going to put into the Beged Lishma. But everyone agrees you've got to put into the Beged Lishma, so isn't that therefore a raya that Sukkah also has to be made Lishma? So it says, well, no, Shiny Asim, Damakrat, Gedilim, Tasalucha, Lucha, Lishem Chovcha. Now, Lucha means that it has to be Dafka for the sake of the Chiyuv. Why don't you say the same thing by Sukkot? It also has a very similar pasuk. Doesn't that also mean that has to be done the shem yuchiyuv? Says, well, no, when we buy leilu mutar gezula, that's good to come and tell me that a stolen sukkah is no good. Well, hasanam you buy leilu mutar gezula. Why don't I use the pasuk by tzitzis to tell me stolen tzitzis are no good? Well, hasam ksiv kra achrina va'asulahem yishalahem. No, I don't need a pasuk by tzitzis to tell me stolen tzitzis are no good because I already have a pasuk of va'asulahem, and we dash it from va'asulahem that it's got to be mishalahem, that it has to belong to them. It cannot be stolen. Now the Rush and the Rambam and the Eshkol and other Rishonim passing like Shmuel that you need tevil lishma, that it's not good enough that you tie the tzitzis onto the beged lishma. You need to actually spin the threads lishma, and that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. In Yud Aleph, Seif Aleph, that you need Tevi'ah Lishma. We do not require Niputz Lishma, that's even a stage prior to the Tevi'ah, but we do require Tevi'ah Lishma. Elsewhere in the Rambam, in Tzitzis Paragal V'Lachid Beis, he writes that Tzitzis that's made by a guy is Pasul, because it says, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael V'asulam Tzitzis, but if it was made by Yisrael without Kavanah, it's going to be Kasher. So it sounds like Tzitzis Shalol Lishma are going to be Kasher. So the Acharonim wonder, the Rambam himself says that tzitzis are made shalol shmar pasul. So how can the Rambam say only if it's made by a guy it's going to be pasul, implying that if a Jew makes it shalol shmar it's going to be kosher? It's a stira in the Rambam. So the Beis Yosef in Simin Yud Beis suggests to answer the Rambam that it could be that dafka the tviya of the tzitzis has to be lishma, because that's what the Torah means when it says va'asu lahem tzitzis, to make the strings. But hanging the strings onto the garment maybe is going to be kosher even shalol shma. Counterintuitive. If I were to ask you which step in the process is more important that it be lishma, the tviya, the production of the strings, or the actual connecting the strings to the beged? So probably we all would have said connecting the strings to the beged. So says Beis Yosef, maybe that's the chiddush of the Rambam, that it's the other way, that the tviya needs to be lishma, but connecting the strings to the beged would be kosher even if it's not lishma. Now it happens to be that there are poskim, the Chidon Birkei Yosef, the Eliyahu Rabba, that quote from earlier poskim, that the Rambam passes like Rav in our sugya, and that you do not need to be lishma. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is only as far as b'di'evet, when you were tova the chutim shalol lishma, that Shmuel passes even b'di'evet, and Rav is machshir b'di'evet. So when the Rambam says the chachili you need to be lishma, it's not because he's passing like Shmuel, he passes like Rav, and Rav also says you need to be lishma as a matter of the chachila. The whole shaila in the Gemara is only when it comes to a b'di'evet. This caused a whole stir. There was a whole discussion. What if the tviya is not done by a person at all? It's done by a machine. And when you start the machine, you do it lishma. Like you say, l'shem, it's, and you start the machine, and then the machine does all the spinning of the threads. So Rav Yosef Shalom Nathanson and other gedolim wrote a kuntros to be machshir tviyas tzitzis al yidei mechona by using a machine. They were talking about a particular type of machine where it starts off b'koach ha'adam, and then the machine continues doing its work on its own, but the original koach, the original pu'ula is done lishma. The Chazon Ish writes in Orchaim Simen Vav Sif Katan Yud that even just pushing the button lishma suffices. However, the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim in Orchaim Chelik Beis Simen Alvin Beis writes that he strongly disagrees, and he says a tviya that's done by this machine is absolutely invalid. And he writes that there was a Gvir Echad that had such a machine, and that Rav Yosef Shalom Nathanson was Matir, and his son, who was a muchsuk to be a truth teller, he knows that he could trust him, said that he saw this machine and he could tell you without a doubt that the tviya is not done by a person at all. And the gevir, who convinced Rav Yosef Shalom Nathanson to write a tshuva to be machshirit, must have pulled the wool over his eyes. That gevir either es einei hachachamim bazeh, but he was no way he was honest with what the machine does, and that's why Rav Yosef Shalmeglis and wrote the Tshuva to be Matir. According to the Devar Chayim, even if you do begin the Tviya Lishma, it's not going to help because the rest of the Tviya is being done on its own and it's not being done Lishma. In fact, in the Tshuva's Mechsa Avram, Simon Gimel, he says that the Devar Chayim sent an announcement throughout all the shuls and Bate Medrash in his area that such tzitzis are possible. And Devar Chayim says in that letter that he wrote that he's absolutely confident that we're soon going to see the downfall of this machine. And the Magia over there writes that lo avru yamim muatim v'nisraf kol beis hamachona behefsid gadol, the whole place burnt down, the whole factory burnt down a short time after that, vayihi lo'os, and it was a sign that you don't mess with the Divrei Chaim. That when Divrei Chaim says that this is possible, that it in fact is possible. There is a much more fundamental question over here that has to be dealt with, that I probably shouldn't spend so much time on the other questions, because the real fundamental question that all of the Rishonim deal with over here is that we said that that I need a pasuk to tell me that a sukkah gezula is possible. Really? You need a pasuk to tell me sukkah gezula is possible? Isn't there a principle, mitzvah baba vera, that whenever you have a mitzvah baba vera, it's automatically possible? So Tosus raises this question right here on the page, and he says the psul of mitzvah baba vera is not midoraisa, it's only midrabanan. So I need a pasuk to tell me that this is a problem midoraisa, or other Rishonim suggest, the Ritva writes in the name of Tosos, that mitzvah baba vera is only with a mitzvah that's balaratzos, that comes to appease the Ribbono Shel Olam, like karban and like lulav, but not by all other mitzvahs. Then we would never say mitzvah baba vera. Alternatively, the Ritva suggests that the Gemara over here is speaking within the sheet of Shmuel, who holds that there's no psul of mitzvah baba vera, and that's why we need a pasuk. But otherwise, in a chinami, if you hold that there is a psul of mitzvah baba vera, then you would not require a pasuk. And another answer that the Ritva gives is that since by lulav, the Torah asks gozel and sha'ul, and by sukkah, the Torah allows a sukkah sha'ula, a barley. You see, by lulav, it's got to be lachem, so it can't be stolen or borrowed. By sukkah, it's allowed to be borrowed. Kala is rak b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkah. So we learn from there that kala Yisrael ru'i yeshu b'sukkah achas, that all the Jews could share the same sukkah. Now, all the Jews can't own the same sukkah, so elamai, you see that you're allowed to use somebody else's sukkah. The Gemara is going to say later on, dav chav zayin. So there's a hava mina that a sukkah gezula might be mutarol. And that's why I need the pasuk to tell me that a sukkah gezula is not kosher, to go back to your gut instinct that it's in fact a mitzvah baba avera. Meaning I would have thought that this is an exception to mitzvah baba avera, because since a sukkah sheula is kosher, I might have had a hava mina that a sukkah gezula is kosher, and that's why I need a pasuk to tell me that a sukkah gezula is in fact possible. So that's how the Rishonim answered. The Achronim give a whole bunch of other answers, but that's the most important fundamental question on this Amud. So let's continue now. Daftes Amud Bey. So says the Mishnah on the top. A person makes a sukkah under a tree. It's as if he made it inside of a house. It doesn't help to do it under a tree, right? It's like the conservative synagogue we spoke about yesterday with the sukkah indoors. I've actually seen that walking down the streets of Manhattan. I was walking by a conservative shul and there were windows and you could see into the basement, and they had a sukkah built in the basement of the building. Really wild. It's such an unusual sight. So if you make a sukkah tachas ilan, it's kilu asav b'sochabayis. The Mishnah didn't think that it had to add, and that's not okay, right? You're not allowed to make a sukkah b'sol chabayis, right? It's like I remember one of my high school rabbis used to say, if you if you touch a girl, it's like driving a car on Shabbos. So kids were like, really, driving a car on Shabbos is really not that bad? No, the driving a car on Shabbos is very, very bad. But you're not allowed to do that. So sukkas tachas ilan is as if you make a b'sol chabayis, and it's really also to make a b'sol chabayis. Sukkah al gabi sukkah. If you have one sukkah on top of another one. Helyonik Shera Vatachtona Psula. I hope I don't get like thrown off the OU app for comments like that. But anyway, the Sukkah Elyona is kosher, and the Tachtona, the lower Sukkah, is pasul. Rabbi Yudomir, Ein Diurim Be'Elyona HaTachtona K'Shera. That if there's no one it's not a place that one can reside in the upper Sukkah, then the bottom Sukkah is going to be kosher. So Amar Rava, Lo Shanu Elabi Ilan Shitzosim Rum Nechamasal. This old din of a sukkah tachas the ilan being problematic is only if the ilan on its own would provide more shade than sunlight, meaning it's a thick, luscious tree that if you sit under it, you get more shade than you get sunlight. Aval chamas mumitzlaso ksheira. But if it provides more sunlight than it does shade, then it's going to be kosher because the tree is not really such a thick tree, so it's not going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, mimai. How do I know that's the case? Midiktani ki ilu asab esol chabayis, because the Mishnah has to say, you know, the Mishnah could have just said pasul, but it says, no, it's like you made it inside a house. Why does that say? It's as if you make it, you know, it's such graphic language, it's such verbose language. Say, it's as if you made it inside of a house. You don't have to give me a mushel. Just tell me what the halacha is. So the halacha is that it's possible. So elahakam ashvalan, the ilan dum yadabayis. Now it's trying to teach me a halacha, that in a certain sense an ilan is similar to a bayis. Ma bayis lasim lechamaso, just like a bayis by definition has more shade than sunlight, otherwise it would not be a very effective house. So af ilan lasim lechamaso, so too the kind of ilan that's going to be a problem is only an ilan where the tzel is more than the chama. So actually, before we get to that, before we discuss that issue, there is a discussion in the poskim. What if you have a sukkah underneath clotheslines? So nowadays we have dryers, so we don't use clotheslines so much. You see in camps, sometimes they'll have like the staff housing, whatever, they'll set up clotheslines. And not here, over here we have dryers also. But you know, or in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes in certain places that they have clotheslines where that's a maisa that someone told me that Talmidim of Rav Asher Arieli used to go to Chabura that he would give in his apartment, and they noticed that they had like these clotheslines set up not only outside of his apartment but like in the apartment, because they had a lot of children going around, there were a lot of clothing that needed to be, and they didn't have a dryer, so they had clotheslines, so the Talmidim all chipped in. He had like 1,000 Talmidim. I don't know how many Talmidim Rav Asher Arieli has in this year. It's a crazy number. So they all chipped in to buy him a dryer. So they each chipped in like, I don't know, a shekel, you know, or like 5 shekel, because there were so many Talmidim. So they were able to buy him a dryer, and he said, I appreciate it, we don't want it. That he and his wife made up when they got married, that they're never going to strive for any more gashmis than what they have right now. And that they're not interested in even that level of gashmis. So the guy who put it together, it was such a tircha, he had to go find every guy, you know, give him back his 3 shekel or whatever it was that he had contributed to the gift. So this is the discussion in the poskim as follows. Our Gemara says that from sukkahs we learn that we're about to see that you can only have one sukkah, and a sukkah tachas a sukkah is pasul. If you have a schach pasul, it's mitzarif with a schach kosher, and that's enough to pasul the sukkah. So according to that, if you have a sukkah that's under a clothesline, so there's makom to say that if the lines are within 3 tefachim of each other, we should say lavud. Kol pachas mishlosh is considered lavud, so it would be considered like one roof made of clotheslines, even though really the reality is it's more chama than tzel, right? But halachically we always say lavud, so it should be like a sukkah tachas a sukkah, or a sukkah tachas an ilan. So according to those that say that we only say lavud lahatir and not lahachmir, that's a discussion in poskim, that maybe lavud is only a kula, because the Rush writes in the second paragraph of Baba Kama that every halachal moshe misinai comes to tell me a kula, and halachal moshe misinai never comes to be machmir, so maybe lavud can only be employed Lukula and cannot be employed lahachmir. That's what the Rush writes in the first paragraph of Masechta Sukkah, Simulam and Gimel, and that's what the Rama writes in Yerodeh Sim Shinai and Aleph. But there's no issue over here. But if you hold that lavud could even be said lahachmir, so then maybe we should apply lavud, and this will in fact create a problem. So some of the poskim suggested to bring a raya from our sugya that there's no psul of a sukkah under the chevle kavisa. Why? Because our sugya just said, the Gemara we just read, sukkah tachas ilan, if it's chamaso shel ilan is meruba mitzilaso of the ilan, then the sukkah underneath it is going to be kosher. According to many Rishonim, the sukkah is kosher even without mixing the anfeha ilan together with the schach, even without pushing the anfeha ilan onto the schach. And they do not make a chilek whether there is less than 3 tefachim or more than 3 tefachim between the branches. Why don't they make such a chilek? Because it doesn't matter. So apparently, if there are thin branches and it's more chama than sell, even if they're within 3 tefachim of each other, it's still going to be kosher. Why is it going to be kosher? Because we don't say lavud. Lavud is not going to be your problem. Now, that's great, that's a good raya, that we don't say lavud. What it doesn't explain is, why we don't say lavud. Meaning, if you hold that lavud could only be lekula, good, I understand why. But if you hold that lavud could even be lechumra, why, Taka, don't we say lavud in such a case when you have a few branches that are within three tefachim of each other? So some suggest that the din of lavud does not have the ability to pasul unless there's chach pasul kashir, that just needs a tziruf in order to create a problem. And you have schach pasul and more schach pasul, and they're within lavud of each other, so then the lavud will make it as if the gap is closed. But there's enough schach pasul on its own to pasul, it's just the placement of the schach pasul is not enough to pasul. But when you don't even have quantity-wise enough schach pasul, so then lavud is not going to make up for missing quantity. I mean, that's really the question. How do you view lavud? You have two things within three tefachim of each other. Do you view it as if they are exactly where they are and the space in between is filled in with something else? Or do we say, no, we view as if there is no gap and they're just together, and they're really together. So if you view it as if they're just really together, so then that, you know, with the clothesline, it's not going to be a problem because they don't have the shear of schach pasul to begin with. Okay, so now says the Gemara Vayter that why does it matter that it's chamasu merubim mitzilaso? Because after all, how come it starts schach pasul b'hadei schach kasher? After all, aren't you combining schach pasul together with schach kasher? Because the shade of the tree is mitzarif to be mashlim the tzel of the sukkah, so we should pasul it because there's some schach pasul covering your sukkah. So Rav Papa bishachavatan. Now the case is you lowered the branches of the tree to the point where you mixed them with your schach kasher, and you can no longer recognize the branches independently. So since there's more schach kasher than there are branches of the tree, the branches of the tree are batel berov of the schach kasher, and therefore it's considered that the branches are part of the schach also. They're mitzarif with the schach to be machshir the sukkah. Says Mar Ibish Chavata May Lameimra. Well, then what's the chiddush? Of course, in such a case, the sukkah wouldn't be pasul. Once you've combined it and mixed it in together with the regular schach kasher, so of course you say batel berov. Why wouldn't you say batel berov? So now the kasher comes back. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me the din of the psul of the sukkah tachasi ilan as being just like the din betocha bayis? So just say that it's possible. What's betocha bayis teaching me? So it says Mara Mao de Tema nigzar hecha de chavatan atu hecha de lo chavatan. I might have said that even when you do mix the schach pasul it so well in with the schach kasher that you can no longer distinguish it, that we should still make a gzera that it's no good, atu a case where you don't mix it in so well. Kamash melon de lo gazrina. That's why I need to be told we don't make such a gzera. Says Mara Nami Tanina, I already know you don't make such a gezeira, because that we're going to see in the Mishnah later on, Daf Yud Aleph, Hidlol Le'asagefen, if you run a grapevine over the schach, and the grapevine is still connected to the ground, Esadlas Vesakisos, or you take something else that has roots in a tree and spreads wildly, and you run that over a sukkah, V'sikechal Gabon, and then you put schach on top of it, Psula, the sukkah is going to be possible, because the tzel of the sukkah is made by this combination of these two things. But if there's more schach kasher than there is the stuff that's still attached to the ground, or if you cut off the stuff that's attached to the ground, then it's going to be kasher. So what exactly is the case where if you have more schach kasher than you have this stuff attached to the ground, that it's going to be kasher? If you didn't really mix it in together with the schach kasher, where you can't even say bittel barov, how come it's our schach pasul schach kasher? Well, that there's no way that would be kasher, because you can't be mitzvah schach pasul to be machshir sukkah. El lav kishachavatan. It must be that you did lower it and mix it together with the schach kasher. And that's why we said that it's going to be kasher. And you see very clearly that we are not gozer. So now again, we're back to the question: if I already know that we don't make such a gezeira, what is the Mishnah trying to teach me when the Mishnah says that if you make a sukkah tachase ilan, it's as if you made a pesach chabayis? There doesn't seem to be any new halacha to derive from there. So says the Gemara. The Mishnah in Echanami is talking about Bishachavatan, meaning the Mishnah later on says it with Hidlal and Esagefen is about where he did mix it in. And nevertheless, Mishnah tells me this din in our Mishnah again, because Ma'u Detema, if we didn't have this din in our Mishnah, I would have thought Hanimili B'dievet, that yeah, it's Kosher B'dievet, Aval Chachila, but to take branches of a tree over a sukkah where it's more Chama than Tzel, that L'Chachila to do that? Lo, I would think we are not matir such a thing. So kavash mullah, and that's why Rava wants to tell me that it's muchach from our Mishnah, that even lechachilu we're not kosher, that you're allowed to put on fe'ilon on top of the schach and to be mitzarifit to be machshir the sukkah. So then the Mishnah said, sukkah al gabei sukkah, that if you have one sukkah on top of another sukkah. So Tan Rabbanan, basukos teshu, the pasuk says basukos teshu, and Chazal Darshan, that a sukkah is only kosher when the schach is under the kippas hashamayim. But if there is on top of the schach additional pasul schach, and therefore you're not yotze the mitzvah sukkah, you're with lo besukkah shatachas sukkah, lo besukkah shatachas ilan, lo besukkah shebesoch habayis. That you're not yotze, even if there's another kosher sukkah above you, but your sukkah is under a second set of schach, that's going to be an inherent psul, just like sukkah under a tree is a problem, just like a sukkah besoch habayis is a problem. Says Gemara, adraba, basukos tarti mashva. Granted, the way the word is spelled, it could be read basukas, but basukos is plural. That implies that even multiple sukkahs, a double-decker sukkah, should be kosher. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, basukas ksiv. We go with the ksiv. So that goes back to the old discussion that we had. Yesh eim lemikra, or yesh eim lemesaris, right? Back on, what was it, Davavam Beis, where we discussed the machlokas, whether three walls and a tefach, or two walls and a tefach, five possible explanations of what that machlokas is all about. And one of those possible explanations, whether Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemesaris. Okay, the very next step the Gemara is going to take is to try to tell me that Amar Yirmiya, Pam Shashtayn Ksheros, Pam Shashtayn Psulas, Pam Shatachon Ksher Vel Yon Psula, Pam Shatachon Psula Vel Yon Ksher. Depending on the exact details of the case, sometimes when you have Sukkah on top of a Sukkah, they're both kosher. Sometimes they're both puzzles. Sometimes top one's puzzle, bottom one's kosher. Sometimes top one's kosher, bottom one's puzzle. And we're going to go through the details of what those cases are, Be'ezras Hashem, next time. Ooh, today's Thursday night. So this was Friday's daf. That means Shabbos is daf. Good luck, everybody. I'll be back in my shul. I'll be giving the daf in shul on Shabbos. Bez Hashem. I'll be giving two daf on Mishurim on Shabbos. So yeah, Shabbos and Sundays are going to be on Shabbos. Monday's daf. That's going to be a tricky one. Monday's daf I want to give. I don't have from last cycle because Monday's this cycle or Shabbos last cycle. But I also want to eat after Tisha B'Av is over. What do you miss more, learning or eating? No, we're gonna give everyone a chance to. So let's say 10:30 to 10:30. Is that too late? I'll try it. 10:30. It's not too late for you, Jeremy. It's like morning times when you wake up. Okay, we'll try 10:30 Bez Hashem on Motzai Tisha B'Av. Again, broadcasting here from Camp Cayley. Monday back to 6:30 p.m. Again, here from Camp Cayley, and then Bez Hashem Wednesday morning back at 6:15 a.m. in North Woodmere. Okay, everyone, have a good Shabbos.